Officials and a grieving public are gathering at Thomas Paine Plaza in Center City, Philadelphia. They're holding a vigil for the victims of Sunday's shooting in Las Vegas. WHYY's Aaron Mozell is there, and he joins me now on the line. Aaron, describe the scene.
The event here is underway at this point with the head of Ceasefire PA sort of giving opening remarks. This is one of at least a couple vigils scheduled in the city tonight following Sunday's mass shooting in Las Vegas that, as we've heard, has claimed the lives of nearly 5 dozen people. This one here at Thomas Paine Plaza across from City Hall is being dubbed Standing with Las Vegas and was organized by, as I said, Ceasefire. They're a statewide group that works to reduce gun violence and the flow of illegal guns. And there's about 3 dozen people here so far. A rabbi I talked to before the program got underway said he was here to sort of pray for the victims of Las Vegas, but also to sort of call on elected officials to, you know, beef up gun control measures. That was a refrain kind of echoed by a lot of folks here that, they want to express their sadness and their grief, but they also want to know what's next here. On the speaker list tonight, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf, Attorney General Josh Shapiro, City Council President Darrell Clark, and Mayor Jim Kenney, who yesterday on Twitter called the shooting in Las Vegas an unspeakable tragedy. In addition to the 59 people who were killed, Stephen Paddock, the gunman, as you've read, is responsible for injuring 500 more in what's being considered the worst mass shooting in modern history. Dave?
Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks, Dave.
WHYY's Aaron Mozell on hand at the Thomas Paine Plaza in Center City, Philadelphia.